In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see all of you this day on this very important feast in the life of the church. As I was thinking about today, I was thinking a little bit about my girls last week. Presbyteria took them out to get something new for today because it's Palm Sunday, right? Today you see me wearing green, and later on you'll see my fun Palm Sunday shirt that I tend to wear every Palm Sunday now that was gifted to me a few years ago. And the reason we do that is because today is a very special day. And on Friday, I was at the house kind of helping Presbyteria get things ready for this week, because as you know, this is going to be a busy week for me, not only for me, but for all of us. And I was home getting things ready, and I overheard Lucia kind of explaining to her mother what this feast day is all about. She was letting her mother know what Palm Sunday is about. So I'm sitting there and I'm washing some dishes and I'm listening, and she says to her mom, she goes, "Well, Palm Sunday is when Jesus came into Jerusalem and he was on a donkey, and people took up these palms because it was hot. So they decided they would fan Jesus." Now that's an extra biblical source. That's not in the Bible. But there are two things that she also said that were in the Bible. She said that Jesus came in like an emperor. She said he entered into Jerusalem like a king. But he was a different kind of king, she said. He was a nice king. And Lucia is 100% correct. Today we remember Jesus entering into Jerusalem as a king. A great crowd greeted him as this king. But he wasn't just any king, right? He wasn't just any kind of king. But like she said, he was a nice king. The church says he was a humble king, coming in on a humble colt. But see, all of those people that were there that day, all of those people in that great crowd, they had a very important choice to make. Each of them had to decide, what were they going to do with this man? What were they going to do with this king who has appeared to them on a humble colt? Were they going to follow him? Or were they going to reject him? What was this crowd going to do? Today, my friends and my family in Christ, we're a crowd of sorts. And the same question is presented to us. What are we going to do today with the knowledge that our king, who is an emperor, who is humble, has come here today? What are we going to do with that knowledge when we leave? That is what I want all of us to think about this morning. So this morning's gospel reading comes to us in the gospel according to St. John, and it's right after the events of the raising of St. Lazarus, and we see Jesus is at the house, and we see some usual people there again, right? We see Martha doing what Martha does. She's once again serving tables, right? And then we also see Lazarus is at the table, and then we also see Mary. Mary is once again at the Lord's feet, but this time it's a little bit different. Now she's preparing him for burial, he says. She takes this ointment and she anoints him. And then we heard how Judas was kind of upset by this, right? And he said, "Well, we could have sold this and it could have been given to the poor." And that's when Jesus again reminds him and all of them that she is preparing him for his burial. And we're also reminded that there were a bunch of people there who were there for one reason, kind of to see Jesus, but more they were there to see this miracle of this man who was dead, who Jesus now raised from the dead. And then we hear that in Jerusalem, there were all these people already there. There were all these people there because of the feast. And the feast they were talking about is at a Passover. So Jesus goes into Jerusalem, and we hear that these people that were already there, they grab these palm branches, and they begin to shout, "Hosanna." They begin to welcome him as a king. And then we know that there are other people there as well. And these people were there because of Lazarus, because they witnessed what Jesus did. So they began to shout as well. As I thought about this crowd, I thought about how interesting the crowd must have been. You had people who were already there. You had some people who were probably followers of our Lord and Savior, right? You had the disciples. You had people that were probably just there because it was a curious thing, but they were all kind of following this crowd. They were all following this crowd. But eventually, this crowd was going to have to make a decision. What were they going to do with this man? And we know what some of them decided to do. Some of them rejected Christ. Some of them ran away. Some of them came back. Some of them didn't even really pay all that much attention once it was over. And the same thing is offered to us. What are we going to do today? What are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to do next week? And one way I think we can answer this is by looking again at little Lucia. Not just Lucia, but children in general. One of the readings for Palm Sunday tells us that it was actually children who were the ones that kind of led this first parade. It was children who grabbed these palm branches first and began to praise Jesus. And when they told him to tell the kids to stop, Jesus told them something. He says, "Haven't you ever read that perfect praise comes from the mouths of babes?" Sometimes we make things a little too complicated, but children remind us to be humble in the way that we worship. They remind us to be open to growth. And the way we do that this week is by doing our best to pay attention to the week. I know full well that not all of you are going to be here this week, but all of you can focus on what we're doing. I know full well that all of you are not going to be at every single service, but all of us can humble ourselves before our Lord, take the focus off of ourselves a little bit, and put it more on Him. I know that not all of you can be here for every service, but all of us, every single one of us here today, can turn to Christ and follow Him wherever you are, whether you're at work, whether you're at the grocery store, whatever you're doing, focus a little bit more on the events of this week. Remember that Jesus came for you, that He became like us, entered into Jerusalem, went to the cross for you and for me. And that is what we need to be focusing on this week. That is what we need to be praying about this week. And that is what we all should be thankful this week. So as we continue with this liturgy and as we prepare ourselves to enter into Holy Week, I ask that we all consider, how are we going to receive our Lord and Savior who has entered today into Jerusalem? How are we going to receive Him during this week? Are we going to allow Him to change our lives as we all gather at the resurrection to receive Him? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise.